And good afternoon, Muskegon. And it's that time for your show for news, information, and more. It's time for Torn Into. Hi, I'm your host, Gregory T. Roberts. It's June 16, 2023. Weather outside, 76 degrees outside, partly cloudy. It's a nice day though. Tomorrow, high of 77, low chance of rain. And then comes the 80s. The 80 degrees. So get ready for that. Father's Day is coming on this Friday, Sunday. And stay tuned. I'll talk a little bit about that at the end of the show. Let's get my co-host on here because I got some very important things to ask him. Put your hands together for Pastor Melvin C. Burns the second. How you doing?
I'm good, Brother Roberts. How you doing today?
I'm good. I'm probably the only newsman that hasn't called you yet.
Yeah, that's right.
I knew you'd be on the show. I
yeah.
knew it would catch you, and I knew we were in good hands. What's
Yeah.
happening in the Heights?
Brother, well, lots happening. Let me tell you the good thing, and then we'll talk about, well, 3 o'clock today, we're at Rowan Park. We're having a press release presentation, $250,000 by Consumers Energy Foundation, a prosperity grant.
Wow.
We'll go toward the splash pad that we're planning for Rowan Park. So that's the stuff we ought to be talking about.
Nice.
I know you got Jen later talking about Juneteenth. Those are the things we ought to be talking about. So I was having a normal city manager week last week, busy working on things. So Monday night, over the last, I've been there since February. Before that, we had some, I don't want to make light, we had some issues at the water treatment plant, staffing issues, maintenance and repair issues, and we've been working really hard on them. Point when I came on in February, the state said, hey, you got to address these things because they hadn't been responded to.
Okay.
So a couple of months down the road, they say, we're going to have to do this, what's called an administrative consent order, which says you do these things or you face penalties. And so over the next year and a half, got maybe 10 or 12 things we have to do. Some as minor as pay some outstanding fees where we have to register the plant to doing studies to repair. So broad range, right?
Right.
So we talked about this consent order May 8th. On we had a special meeting in late May. June 12th, this past Monday, council authorized me to sign the consent order. So I apparently, there's an article comes out Tuesday by a reporter. People say I should name Lynn Moore specifically. But so a reporter writes this article, and I want to say it's misinformation. And I can't say I don't make a habit of talking to that reporter, but I don't think they read through the consent order or understood it completely. So they took one line out of it and kind of made this sensational headline. I think it was like Muskegon Heights water system at immediate risk.
No, good grief.
If you lay all those things in there, well, all of them, if you don't do, I mean, if you don't pay registration fees, you're not at an immediate risk. But it's sort of legalese the state puts in because there are some serious issues in there that we need to repair, address. If you know a water plant, everything in there is redundant. You got our redundant chemical feeds. So there's some things we got to fix there. I admit that.
Okay.
And so we signed a consent order, some of the things that we've already started, but we got like a year and a half to get these things done. Signed. They have different dates, but the last one, 30, 60, 90 days down the road. So she writes this article. Somebody then takes the headline from her article
Oh boy.
and inserts these lines, Muskegon Heights water unsafe to drink, which is nowhere in the consent order. It is nowhere in Lynn's article. And it doesn't even exist, this idea that you can't drink the water. And so, of course, people didn't read the article. They just saw this headline that somebody created, and we don't know who, but obviously we know there's people out there that don't always want the best for the city of Muskegon Heights. And so somebody told me they'd seen 150 shares of this headline. We put out a media release before the day was over. Of course, when that hit, people start calling people. I think several news stations called. We put out a media release. The mayor put out a letter kind of explaining the consent order in a brief form. But Wednesday, Thursday morning, they were, people were blowing up City Hall phones, calling their friends, calling people that had no more information than they did. And then, I don't go on Facebook a lot about city stuff now, but the speculation started. Well, it must be this, it must be this, it must be this, like Flint. It's like, no, it's like this all started from somebody who created a headline and then posted it. And so trying to explain that to people. So again, I was planning to do this little intro gig and not be on TV 13, not be on Fox News, but somebody has to say something.
Right.
And so I appreciate you guys. You ran the media release immediately when we sent it to you. But Muskegon Heights water, we have had no problems. There's no reason to boil water, drink water safe, the water safe, so drink the water. It was frustrating how the information flew around the community so fast.
But everybody here that the water is fine, everything is good in Muskegon Heights.
Yeah, and I would throw in with that, we've been, since came on in February, look, we've got two retired water treatment plant operators working at our plant now. We've added four staff people. We brought back retiree with experience, over 20 years experience. We have two consulting firms helping us, and we meet with the state every other week. So, we're being as diligent as possible to address all those issues. State, consultants, employees, council, everybody wants the same thing. People to have confidence in the water they drink and draw in the Muskegon Heights water system. And so our neighbors, the city of Muskegon, when we were down short of staff, they brought their plant operator has been helping us out for several months. And
Okay.
help that assistance has been invaluable. He's been our operator in charge. So we've had a lot of help making sure that people get good, clean, safe water. So it was a disservice to everybody who's put a lot of effort into and to making sure people get clean, safe water. And so it was just a little frustrating. I think we got it cleared up. The calls have slowed down. And I think hopefully people have gotten the information.
Okay, let's go to Houston, Texas. Mike Anthony Smith said, "Sad it is truly." So everything's all set. You guys good? We
Hey,
can.
bro, we're good. In fact, we have some people in the community. We've been, people seen on 8th Street and on Leahy. We have replaced some major water mains. And we've also replaced, probably at this point, but before the summers, we replaced close to 100 more water supply lines.
Okay.
Where that concern comes in with the lead, but and we'll be replacing more over the
Okay.
next years till everybody in the city eventually has theirs replaced.
But we good. It's all
Brother,
set.
we're good. We're good. Hey man, I got to cut out on you, but I appreciate the opportunity that you give me to say this today. Appreciate you guys at 103.7. Always, not just taking it for granted, but you go to the source, and you allow people the opportunity to, like I need today, to put it out there and tell people how it is exactly. So I'm proud of the team, but today I really appreciate this opportunity.
Hey, we appreciate you. Congratulations on the grant. And we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, brother. You take care now.
All right, you take care. God bless.
God bless you.
That's Pastor Melvin C. Burns with news on water in the Heights. Now, don't forget, let me do something else. Pick up your phones if you're watching by the phone. And don't forget to share this. Go to WUVS 103.7 The Beat or M106. And share this on your Facebook page. Also, we can be seen on YouTube as well. Well, this is the week. It's finally here. It's Juneteenth, the celebration, and it's going to be happening. And I was going to go out there, but you know what? This body is getting old, and you can't go down and do the splits like James Brown anymore. And never mind. Let's put the person that's getting things going. Welcome to the show, Jen Ross. How you doing, Jen?
Hello, hello. How are you? Except for minus your back being in pain right now.
I'm doing well. You know what? Getting old is a trip,
What
but
we having?
that's okay.
Oh man, listen, I done had a hot flash so vicious out here. I had to sit down and sit in my car and turn the air on.
Well, and you just getting started.
Yes. So y'all pray for me.
I will do that. You have a busy week coming, weekend coming.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But it's worth it. It's for the community. So yeah, we just look forward to everybody coming out this weekend, starting today.
And you can drink the water, so we all good. Jeepers creepers, don't start me. Don't start me. Jen, listen, why don't you talk about the schedule and what's going on? Why is it for everyone? And
Absolutely.
I know that you're busy. So what we're gonna do, Lady J, is run a commercial at the bottom of the hour, and we're gonna let you go 15 minutes early. I'll take the last 15 minutes. I'm full of hot air. I'll figure out something to talk about. Damn it. Okay. All right. All right, Jen. So give us the lowdown of what's happening for Juneteenth, the celebration.
Absolutely. Well, we want to start off too by saying there's a lot happening this weekend, period. You know,
A lot.
not just with the Juneteenth celebration, but it all started last night with the play down at the Beardsley Theater. From what I'm hearing, I wasn't able to attend, but the ladies that put together the production last night did a phenomenal job. So shout out to them. So they did Juneteenth, the play last night. And then today we have the Rotary Club Community Mixer is the kickoff to the Juneteenth celebration here at Mona Lake. So thank you to the Rotary Club for partnering with us again this year to do the kickoff for Juneteenth weekend out here at Mona Lake. And this is going to be an event for the entire family, of course. We have bounce houses. We have the mobile gaming unit coming today. Everything starts at 5 o'clock. We have Big Daddy Fox performing tonight starting at 6 o'clock. We have free food for and a variety of food at that. It's not just hamburgers and hot dogs. Now we have a variety of food, and it is all free for the community night, thanks to the Muskegon Rotary Club.
Whoa, time out. You just said free food at the Rotary Club is making it happen.
Absolutely. Yep. So they again, like I said, partner with us again to do the kickoff and sponsor this night. And that is in partnership with them and Consumers Energy. So they were awarded a grant from Consumers Energy to make this happen tonight. So again, everybody is welcome to come out starting at 5 o'clock. And we have food catered by Country Cooking. We have,
Nice.
yeah, we have Danny Lane coming out to do some grilled stuff. And then we also have Mr. Vern Smith. He's frying some fish tonight. So, like I said, there's a variety of things. And what'll happen is you'll come, you'll get a meal ticket, and then you can choose one
Okay.
go to and get a free meal. So, we're
Okay.
providing water. And again, that starts at 5 o'clock this evening.
Okay.
And Big Daddy Fox goes on at 6.
Give people a little history of the Juneteenth and why we should celebrate it.
Okay, for those that don't know, Juneteenth is the commemoration basically of the last of the slaves being freed in Texas. So June 19th, 1865. 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation was signed, that's when the news reached Texas that the slaves were free. And so that is why we celebrate this holiday. And, you know, I'm not the first to bring this to Muskegon. Actually, 103.7 PA Big Rob did this years ago, and I used to volunteer when they did it down at downtown at the park. But
Smith Rison.
Smith Ryerson, yeah. So a couple years ago during the pandemic, you know, I was like, well, Juneteenth's coming up. I want to do something. But we were still kind of coming out of the pandemic. So I said, well, let's do some fireworks. You know what I'm saying? We celebrate America's independence with fireworks. Let's celebrate ours too. So just reached out to the community. And that year, the fireworks were sponsored 100% by people in the community. Donations started rolling in. And we raised enough money in about 6 days. I mean, it was put together real, real fast. And all we did was fireworks. We let them off at 8th Street Park, but we knew then that we had outgrown the park already.
Okay.
So the next year we raised a little more money and were able to hire a professional pyro company. And they'll be out here again this year. This is the third year that they've rocked with us on this. So we're able to hire the professional pyro company, and then we moved the event to Mona Lake, and it was a one-day celebration. Mm-hmm. Live entertainment, you know, the whole nine. We did it up. And then last year, we expanded. So now, instead of it being one day, it is 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sorry, I got a call coming in. Hold on. Sorry. Hold on. Can you still hear me?
Yes, I can
still
hear you.
There we go. Sorry about that. I hit the wrong button. Oh, my goodness. Okay, sorry. So last year we did the 3 days. Rotary came on as a partner for the first day. We did a poetry event on that Saturday last year. And then Sunday we did the full day of entertainment and all of that. And this year, same thing.
Okay, Jen, you got some feedback.
Yeah, I hear it. Hold on. Is that better?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
That's
okay.
Better. All right. Still so got me. Still got me.
Okay. I don't have anything plugged in. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
You can hear me.
All right. Okay. So this year we are kind of doing a comedy show. Starting at 8 o'clock. That's the only thing that's happening out here tomorrow. Again, starting at 8 o'clock, we have comedians from all over West Michigan coming. And again, that is an absolutely free event. You just need to bring your lawn chairs and enjoy some entertainment.
Okay. Let's talk about you get okay. So that's Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's talk about Sunday.
All right. And then Sunday. So this year we put together, under the direction of Brandon Davis, the Juneteenth Community Choir. So they have been practicing for the last 2 weeks. They'll be kicking off Sunday at 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that is absolutely free. Just bring your lawn chairs, bring yourself. Sunday, we'll have food vendors out here on Sunday. But we do want you to support our local businesses and, you know, bring a couple dollars to eat and just have a nice day out here. Again, we'll have bounce houses for the kids. We'll have the mobile gaming unit. We also have a couple other little activities for the kids, and then other vendors as well.
Okay. What do you say to the people that are concerned about safety?
I would say we haven't had a problem at all so far. We also have partnered with Michigan State Police. So the police presence will be here just like it has been. Last year, people were saying, why is there so many police out here? And we were like, well, don't you feel safe? So they're definitely here. And shout out to Mo Sane too, and the officers from the Muskegon Heights Police Department, because we'll definitely have a police presence, but we've never had a problem in the past.
So with all these activities going on, why is it important to get this message out about Juneteenth? It's a holiday.
It is a holiday. It's now recognized as a federal holiday as of last year.
And I know places still today that are open on this federal holiday. Why is it important that they get the message?
I mean, well, why isn't it important? You know what I'm saying? It's important because we need to teach the correct history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our books don't always teach the correct history. So, you know, it's important, especially for our kids, because, I mean, we the ones that need to teach them it. They're definitely not learning this kind of stuff in school. So,
Time out. You're preaching too fast and you're preaching too good. You got to pass the plate. Say that again, please. Say it slow so somebody will get it. Thank you very much.
So again, it is up to us to teach our children the correct history.
Because the true history is not necessarily in the books. And they're trying to get rid of that, but that's correct. Another conversation.
We could do a whole nother show on that.
And we will. and we will. So starting today, you got my boy, Big Daddy.
We got Big Daddy Fox.
And you got the Rotary Club. Talk about some of the other live activity, entertainment you had. I know you said you had comedians coming in, but what else?
Yep. So the comedians tomorrow, and then that starts at 8:00. And then on Sunday after the Juneteenth Community Choir at 3:30, we have a young lady, a recording artist from, I believe, Grand Rapids. Her name is Serena Ray. She'll be going on at 6:00. And then we have our very own Unique Soul starting at 8:00. And then they'll take us all the way until the fireworks.
Nice.
The
fireworks Sunday is about dusk. So 9:30 is 10-ish, roughly.
Last year it was about 10:15.
Okay.
So we are in the longer days of summer. I think the solstice is the 22nd or something like that. That's the longest day. Or that's the beginning of summer. Yeah, it's about 10 to 10:15 is when the fireworks start.
What about teenagers? Do teenagers have to be with parents, or they can come in themselves?
Okay, so I'm going to say this. If they know how to act, they can come on.
All right.
Now, if they don't know how to act, then we have to correct their behavior. Then we will ask them to leave. And I don't mind saying something. So
thank you.
If you know your kids plan on coming down here, you tell them act right, because Miss Jen will get on you.
Thank you, as well as you should. You guys have been running a fantastic event. Now wait a minute, there's something happening at the convention center, isn't it? As well?
Yes, that is Black Wall Street, Miss Lachey Simmons. She has the Black Expo. I think this is the third year for her with that as well. That's happening Saturday from 1 to 6, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, listen, it's 2:25, the bottom of the hour. Jen, I want to thank you, because this is people don't understand. This is not the artist. You are in ground zero of getting things done. So tell people, let's go through it again, and if they need to get a hold of you, and then we're going to let you go, and then I'm going to rattle for a half hour.
Okay. All right. So again, we're kicking off today at 5:00 p.m. with the Rotary Club Community Mixer. That is sponsored by Muskegon Rotary Club and Consumers Energy. That is free food, free entertainment, free for the entire family. So make sure you bring a lawn chair and just come on out and enjoy. And then tomorrow at 8:00, we have several comedians from West Michigan. I don't have the list in front of me, but they're all funny. So that's going to be a great show. Come on out for that. That starts at 8:00. And we also got DJ Young DJing tomorrow night. So,
okay.
And then on Sunday, we have the gospel starting at 3:30 p.m. That's the Juneteenth Community Choir. Under the direction of Mr. Brandon Davis. That starts at 3:30. Then recording artist Serena Ray at 6, and then Unique Soul at 8, and then the fireworks show at dusk.
Jen Ross, hey, I don't know how you do it, but you do.
Can I tell you how I do it?
Please.
We have wonderful sponsors. So if you don't mind.
Go ahead. Shameless plug.
All right. So I'm going to try to remember all of them off the top of my head. So we have Muskegon Young Black Professionals, Muskegon Civic Theater, Progressive Democratic Women Caucus. We have Muskegon Rotary Club, Muskegon Community College. We have iMove. We have Mission for Area People, HaziCamp Foods, The Home Depot, Scott's Meat, Ready Rental, Overcoming Barrier, Parmenter Law. We have our state representative, Will Snyder, Soap Dudes. We have the United Way, We have the Community Foundation, Country Cooking, Hackley Community Care, Muskegon Family Care, and let me see.
Consumer Powers.
Consumers Energy, yes. They are sponsoring tonight, yeah, with the Rotary Club. And then, of course, we have our media sponsor, 103.7 The Beat, and the city. Oh, we can't forget the cities, okay, because our local and neighboring cities really came together, too, to help out with this. So, of course, the city of Muskegon Heights, the city of Norton Shores, and the city of Muskegon.
You did that very well at the top of your head. Just remember, I saw you reading something. I saw you squinting your eyes reading something. Jen, listen, thank you so much. You got a busy weekend. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me on the last couple of weeks. I really appreciate it. And again, of course, thank you to 103.7. You know, anytime I call Pierre or Rob, it's never a what you want now. It's what can we do to help you out, sis? So I appreciate. And Lady J, oh my God, she is phenomenal. That's all I can say. Yep. She is phenomenal. So she's helped out so much. And then my homeboy Larry and Kaya Thornton from Overcoming Barriers. I mean, this is definitely a group effort. I didn't have to do it all myself. So I appreciate all the help and all the sponsorship, and looking forward to doing this again next year and making it bigger and better.
All right, Jen Ross, we'll see you soon. Hopefully, maybe I can get out there on top of all the activities I got going. Listen, It's at the bottom of the hour. We're going to do a commercial break, and then stay tuned because I'm going to talk about Father's Day. I'm going to go there. You're listening to and watching Torn in Two on 103.7 The Beat and M106. We see you in a second.
The wait is over. The all-new Umoja Radio Network, home to over 40 black-owned radio stations and podcasts, is here for you. Connect to the world's fastest-growing collection of unapologetically black and proud media, from podcasts to independent black-owned radio stations, and access to the important news and music you need. Umoja Radio is from our culture, by our culture, for our culture. The all-new Umoja Radio is available right now on Google Play and the Apple Store. Join the movement. Be empowered.
The second annual I Am Her Feminine Hygiene Drive, supporting young ladies from Ghana, Africa, in need of everyday essentials and feminine hygiene products, was a great success. Thanks to the generosity of our community and organizations like Period.org, Muskegon Heights Public School Academy, Confident Cosmetics, Muskegon Heights Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta, Inc., and everyone who made a contribution, hundreds of young ladies and village members received essential items. The community made a lasting impact with more than 10,000 sanitation items donated. If you would like to help, donations can be made year-round by dropping off items in the donation shed at the Mazen Wright Media Center, located at 1877 Peck Street, or making a contribution to paypal.me/1037thebeat. For more information, call 231-727-5007. Thank you for supporting I Am Her Foundation.
And you're back to Torn in Two on 103.7 The Beat, M106. Let's go to Houston, Texas. Back to Michael Anthony Smith. I left 1 week early. I'm missing everything. Brother, you said a mouthful there because there are so many activities going on that we are sponsoring. There are also some activities that are going on that we had guests on. Tonight is the spoken word and rap show called Remix at Kingdom Life. That's starting at 7 o'clock. We had Lucas on the show. That's going to be a great, great time. The price to get in the door is free. So that's 7 o'clock as well. I want to take this opportunity to talk about Father's Day. And it's amazing that mothers get buffets and flowers and stuff like that. But Father's Day, you can't find a buffet for a father. That's strange and that's interesting. Let me tell you my perspective on Father's Day. You know why people spend so much money on Mother's Day? Because the fathers abandon the mothers. I'm just going to tell you like it is. They abandon the mothers, and mothers get all the props. But the men are on the rebound. The men are on the rebound, and they're taking their rightful spot. And we need you men to step up. I want to tell you a story. There once was a kid that lived in a household, middle-class household, where there was domestic violence, and that kid grew up very timid and shy, very afraid of his father. Also, so the father left the household. Actually, it was a mutual split. They left. Next thing you know, this person's in Washington, D.C., and living very poorly, comes back, lives in a household where it is poor. The father is barely seen. Then all of a sudden, because of a death in the family, a relationship is started back, and the father and the dad end up being best friends all the way to the father's death. You know, that's my story. That's my story. And I want to talk to you guys about that very thing. Because I hear a lot of people say when it comes down to their fathers, they would never forgive their fathers. They don't know who their fathers are. I'm going to take this opportunity, or they don't give a damn about their father. I'm going to take this opportunity to say, don't miss the opportunity to have a great relationship with someone. It may have started bad, but don't miss that opportunity to have that man in your life, number one. Number two, to the fathers that are out there, you know, anybody can sow a seed into somebody and make them pregnant, but can you be there and be a dad? Can you be there and be a father? Can you be there and be a role model to not only to your kids, but other kids in the neighborhood that need to see you be that role? Can you step up and coach those kids? Can you grab another kid and bring them with your kids and make sure that they are involved in sports or something educational? Can you do that? Because the thing is that it is needed desperately. You see all the news about gang violence and stuff like this. Let me tell you something about kids. This is the same thing with adults too. People want attention. And here's the truth. If they don't get good attention, bad attention, either way, they're going to get attention, whether it's good or bad. And if it's not through you giving positive, assuring, loving, caring, they're going to go the opposite way, where somebody's going to put a gun in their hand and tell them that they love them, they care for them. Yeah, bro, you representing a street, sell this, let's put some money in your pocket. They're going to go there. They're going to go there, or they're going to go somewhere else. Or they're going to go, well, try this drug, it'll make it feel better. I'm just only telling you guys stuff that I know and I've seen. So the thing is, when it comes down to Father's Day, it's a very simple process. And the process is very simple. Don't go be throwing your seed all the way around until you find somebody and put a ring on it. Number one, I'm just going to go there. Being somebody that made that mistake of not and sowing my oats and stuff like that in another belt notch is not the correct way of living. Find somebody that is worth their time, and find somebody that you can marry and spend the rest of your life with. You know, I've heard stories of guys having a multiple, a plethora of kids. But then if you ask them, and a plethora of mothers. Okay, but if you ask them, what are you doing with those kids? Nothing. Or the child support and all that kind of stuff. And then who gets the bad rap when you're supposed to pay child support? The judges get the bad rap when you made the mistake, okay? So look, I want to go back in that story. That story that I told you, it was my story. My story with the domestic violence. And let me say this. If you grew up in a home with domestic violence, the smart people are going to tell you this. They're going to say you're going to end up growing up like your father or the person that's doing the domestic violence. Or you're going to end up in jail or prison, or you're going to end up dead. The devil is a liar. That did not happen, and it does not need to happen in your case. It was decided with my mom to leave. If you're in a dangerous situation, if you are being beat or whatever, get out. Do not pass go. Get out. We come back to Muskegon. My mom was hooked up prescription drugs. And the dad at that particular time, who was very well known in Muskegon, didn't come to the game, didn't do a lot of stuff. But because all things work for the good of God, he can make things happen for his good. What happened? Well, mom was passing away, and we have traditions, very strong traditions in our family. And here was the situation, my mom was passing away. And I called my father, because he's the head man in the family, tell him to get up here. The eldest male has the role, the responsibilities in the funeral to take care of A, B, C, and D. He came in town. I told him, okay, this is what I've accomplished. Now I turn things over to you. He said, no, son, you're doing a great job. You just keep doing what you do. Later that time, he went to see my mom, and then we went that night to an establishment, and then that next day. And this is one of the things that I want to tell you people is that if you have rocky relationships with your parents, don't be afraid to ask the tough questions. And parents, don't be afraid to ask the tough questions with your kids. Ask my dad, father, why were you so tough on us, especially me? Why is it that you did what you did to mom? And now, what he began to say didn't necessarily make it right, but at least I could understand where he was coming from. And then he began to tell me a story about his side. Now, remember, a coin has two sides. You got heads and you had tails. And too many times we listen to one side of the story. Like Melvin was telling you earlier about somebody saying something about the water's bad in the Heights, and boom. All right, there's two sides to a story. He told me his side of the story. A relationship after that, we were able to get together, become father. Yeah, because he's your father. He's my father. He's my father. And he ended up becoming my best friend. He ended up becoming, he was in my wedding as my best man. We laughed. We cried over a lot of things. He was here to see my daughter born. He was here to see my granddaughter born and hold her, and I was able to watch him take his last breath in tear. If I would have sat back and cried over spilled milk, if I would have sat back and I need you people to hear me and hear my heart, because some of you have been really done wrong, or you don't know who that person is. I can relate, but I'm going to say, take it one step further. Ask the tough questions. Find out who their dad is and see if there's a relationship that could happen. And I want to talk to my brothers in the prisons right now as well, because those are my true dogs, if you will. You are needed out in the community. You need to hear me. You're needed out in the community. You need to make phone calls. You need to write letters. You need to give advice. You need to have the ears to hear what people are saying, your children are saying, because they need you and they miss you. And that's very important. So watching my dad take his last breath profoundly did something to me. And back in the days when, let me go back and say this. When people say to you that if you were born in under a bad father or mother and stuff like that, you're going to be bad, you have a choice. You have free will to say to them and to prove them wrong and to do better. I decided in my household there was not going to be domestic violence. I decided in my household that my children were going to grow up where their father was there sometimes, maybe a little too much, but he was going to be there. I decided that it was going to be a different role that they see. And so what we need to see from you, fathers, dads, people that have children, is to step up. If you want that buffet, we need you to step up. Yeah, we need you to step up, start claiming, start raising, and start helping kids in one of the most difficult times in a children's life. I mean, the things that children have to deal with now are so far different than the things that we had to deal with. I mean, there, people are trying to force things on them that we never had to deal with. Plus, you got cell phones and you got older people trying to go after kids. You got molestation. You got that. These kids are facing so much stuff. And the thing that they're going to need right now, let me say it loud and proud and clear, is households to come back together to raise the children. They should not be looking that their children are going to be raised up at school. No, they go to school to get an education. They should be taught by their parents. Hello, that means mother and father. And if two can't be there, then one has to do their best. But let it be done at home. Hello. Let me talk the next 15 minutes and talk about the ones. Let me talk about the bad ones first. The people that are just out there just raising babies and don't care about that. Shame on you. Shame on you. Because those kids need a father. And you put those mothers in a hell of a role, but not being there. And you're putting the system at jeopardy because the system has to all of a sudden raise the child that you sowed the seed, but you ain't there. Wake up. Wake up. And if you somebody out there that's doing that, stop it. Please stop it. Stop it. Start raising your children. Start sowing seeds in your children, and not negative seeds, positive seeds. You know, for every one bad thing, I think it takes 7 good things to be said into a child's life. So stop speaking that doom into their lives as well. Start speaking good over their lives. Kids can be taught more than getting beat to death. Do I believe in punishment? Yeah, oh, I do. But I believe there's a correct way to punish a kid. And we need discipline back in the household. And if you're not doing that and you expect somebody else to do that, shame on you as well. Now I want to talk about the women real quick before I go into the good part of the segment. Women, if you're just letting anybody into your business, you get what you get. And we need to stop that as well. We need to stop that trend because there's babies raising babies. And we just need that, stop that. So that's all I'm going to say because it's Father's Day. Now, it's 2:47, so let's turn this train on the good side. Like I said, I got a chance to see my dad take his last breath, and we formed a great bond, a great relationship. And you know what? I can say this without a doubt that my dad was extremely happy with his son, the way things turned out with his son. He told me how much he loved me and how much he cared for me. And it's not a day that I don't think about him. It's not a day that might go past where people that he coached talk about him, or people that he found jobs for, or people that he went to bat for when he worked for the Urban League, that people speak well of him. And I tell you what, I am very proud to say that I am a Roberts, and Gene was my father. But there's not a day that I don't miss him. There's not a day that I don't miss him, but thank God I have a father that knows my heart. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. But I want you guys to know it's 2:49. I got 11 minutes to sway you why you should straighten out those relationships with the fathers. Because guess what? There are some good fathers out there. And there are some fathers that maybe at the time when they had children did not necessarily know how to be a good dad. Hello, rewind, reset. There is a time when a person had that first child or that second child that they didn't know how to be a good dad. Or the person didn't know how to be a good mom on that end as well. So they have to learn. You have to be patient. And that person is that what you have to do is don't give up on being a father. Don't give up. The responsibility is too great, because that kid depends on you more than just money, but everyday situations. I walk into right now, I meet with a lot of guys that don't know their dads. They don't know basic things like tying a tie, how to shave, the things that the father would have taught them. They don't know how to look for jobs. They don't know how to pursue women. They don't know how to do a lot of things because the dad left them and the mom had to fill in their place. For you good fathers, this is what we need you to do. Take care of home. Take care of your home. Take care of your spouse. Take care of your children. But in these days right now, what kids are facing, we need you to be a father or father figure or coach figure or whatever figure to another child. You know the children out there that are struggling. You see them every day. And they might even hang out with your kids. I give you an example. I coached Muskegon Public Schools, and I coached soccer one year, and I asked a team of 25 girls. I said, how many of you have your mother and father in the home? Only 3 kids raised their hands. See, these are the odds that these kids are facing. So imagine now they got to face that with no dad. And in a lot of cases, they have to face that with no parents at all and try to figure out this world. And they have to figure out what's happening on the internet, and they have to figure out what is right and what is wrong, what is true, what is bad. And through some music and videos that they see, they have to decide their sexuality. You name it. There are so many decisions that are being made by TV when they should be made by when the parents talking to them and raising them. You good fathers out there, I want to say congratulations. Stand up, hold your head up, and hold your head high for raising your children to be the children they should be. I see every day stories of where parents were involved, both parents were involved, or the father was involved. The kids did go to school. They did go to college. They have good jobs. They're raising kids. I see that story every day. And then the kids call me back just to see and check on me. Because you as a father or you as a coach can make a difference in somebody's life. So why wouldn't you do it? Why wouldn't you do it? So these kids are coming up and saying, hey, coach, thank you for what you did. And that's not why I did it. I did it to go out and help. It wasn't never, ever about the thanks. It was about to go help somebody. And we need men right now. I am not lying. Men, to tell you right now what your children are facing, oh my gosh. But there are some men that do know. There are some men that do know what is going on in their children's life, and they are stepping up. And they are making sure that they are being active in their kids' lives. We don't need any more Jerry Springer stories. Enough with that stuff. You need to be in control of yourself. So I guess I'm going to finish this, and you know, because I got 6 minutes to convince you to be that good dad. Mothers, let me say something. Kids, and dads too, kids are like sponges. If you are separated from your spouse, they shouldn't hear you talk bad about it, because you're putting them in a bad position. Now I got to choose between mom, or I got to choose between dad. Stop that. Please stop that. Because right now, again, if I asked you right now, when is the last time you sat down and took your kids and sat them down and talked to them face to face, put the phones down, have a meal, we're going to talk about what's going on in your life, really what's going on in your life. If I asked that question right now, a show of hands, it would be dismal. Why? Because we're in this eHarmony / microwave, we want things done fast now type of generation. We're too busy looking at the TV, complaining about what's happening in the president or the last president and all that kind of stuff, while your child is sitting up making a decision in a basement about what they're going to do. And a lot of those times when you find those kids alone in those dismal places, they're not making good decisions. They're making decisions that are going to be hurtful to people and hurtful to you. So listen, do this. I want you to do me a favor. This weekend, let's change this around. Let's change this around. What are you talking about? This Father's Day, you know what? Instead of you wanting something, how about the thing that you want is time with your children? Wherever they may be, how about you take the opportunity and being the bigger person and saying, instead of they didn't call me, why don't you call them if they're out of town? If you have beef with any of your children and said, I'm not speaking with them, why don't you make the phone call and say, hey, let's make up. It's enough time has passed. Let's make up. See, that's the definition of a man. The definition of a man is not the person that's sowing a seed all over the place. The definition of a man is that person that gets up, he's sore, he's tired, he hurts. He puts his pants on one leg at a time. He gets up, he kisses his family, he says goodbye. He goes put those hours in, goes make money for his family, goes home, goes to church on Sunday, And repeat over and over again. Definition of a man. Now, if you want to not do that, if you want to just sow your souls and oats, well, I'm telling you, you're not being that man that God told you to be. So, if you want flowers on Father's Day, if you want a buffet on Father's Day, earn it. Starting now, earn it. And lastly, because it's 2:57, for the kids, because there are kids that have lost fathers out there. Find one, reach one, grab one to be a part of your family. Or take them to be on another sport or band or whatever. Men, we're asking you to step up. Women did a lot in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s, but men, we're asking you to step up, and a lot of you are, but we need more of you to do it. And then maybe, just maybe, you might get your flowers while you're alive. And maybe you might get that buffet while you're alive. So listen, that's Torn in Two for this weekend, the 16th. Juneteenth celebrations, get out there. Praise and worship at Kingdom Life. Just the convention center, everything is rocking. There's a lot of stuff happening in Muskegon. Stop talking bad about Muskegon. I mean, Muskegon, yes, we do have some issues. But be an answer. Don't be the problem, sitting back doing nothing but complaining. Be the answer. All right. I'm going to enjoy my Father's Day. What about you? And if there's some phone calls you better make, you better make them soon. All right, listen, Lady J, thank you so much. And staff WUVS 103.7 The Beat that work her out to get the show on every week, we thank you. And to all the fathers out there, happy Father's Day. And may you get the big piece of chicken. Go sow a seed in somebody's life. Take care. God bless. We'll see you next week.